Hello and welcome to the Business Standard Podcast. I am Sukanya and today we will discuss the budget expectations of various sectors. Let's begin with agriculture sector. So the sector wants a package to boost exports from farmer organizations and small enterprises, as the share of India in the global export of food commodity is less than 1%. Boosting farmer income has been a key goal. A package supporting farmers shift to organic and supporting SMEs in developing organic processed product is required. Well, after the rollout of the APMC reforms, there are concerns among stakeholders on how things will shape up. A dedicated agency platform can be developed for supporting all interested stakeholders, and an ecosystem formed to monitor transactions and address grievances. Let me tell you, India spends less than 1% of agri GDP in research and development. The R&D structure needs a boost to develop high-yielding varieties. There should be provisioning for an agri innovation fund which supports agtech solutions and digitalization. Next is the retail sector. The key things industry wants from budget are a national retail policy, seeking alignment between sectoral policies and regulations. So, retail sector is governed by multiple laws and regulations, including economic and product-specific regulations. Further, there are disparities in interpretation and implementation at all levels of the government. The proposed national retail policy will focus on the aspects of harmonizing the regulations, impacting the sector, facilitate ease of doing business. Next is infrastructure and logistics development. The National Logistic Policy is yet to be released. Now, the plan should have clear action items on improving logistic efficiency. By an easing of processes and a coordinated enhancement of logistics infrastructure in the country. Third sector is automotive. Now, here is what the industry seeks. First, GST cut. Reduce the tax from 28% to 18% for 1 year. Second, vehicle scrappage policy. An incentive-based policy to scrap over 15-year-old commercial vehicles and revised ACL norms needed. Third is prioritize infra projects like NHAI, irrigation, etc. under the fiscal spend initiatives. Fourth is introduce a one-time accelerated depreciation of new vehicle purchased in financial year 22. Promote localization. Support needed in the sourcing of automotive components. Next sector on our list is capital market. So market participants have a number of expectations from the Union Budget this year. First is, industry players are hopeful that the government will exempt tax on long-term capital gains arising on sale of listed equity shares. The government could also streamline the holding period for granting such exemption to 24 months. Bringing the same at a par with unlisted shares. Second is, the Association of Mutual Funds in India has made a pitch for launching pension plans as mutual fund linked retirement plan, which will be eligible for tax benefits under Section 80CCD1 and 1B of the IT Act 1961 with exempt status. Now third is, Association of National Exchanges Members of India has requested the government to rationalize the goods and service tax rates for the broking industry. Fifth sector we are looking at is health sector, which should more be focused on this year. Now here's what the industry wants. First, incentive creation of adequate infrastructure to deal with the triple disease burden. Mandate PPP in other clinical procedures and hospitals like it has been done in dialysis. Third is leveraging private sector expertise to vaccinate 1 billion people and rationalize the GST structure for hospitals. Fourth is reduce tax rates from 25% to 15% for establishing new private hospitals. Provide tax benefits in proportion to revenue generated from treating medical value travel patients. Sixth on our list is power sector. Here is what the industry wants. First, rationalization of tariff to correct the skewed tariff versus cost structure of downstream distribution utilities, and optimization of cross-subsidy trajectory to create competitiveness in industries. Second is promote investment and turnaround of ailing distribution sector. Third is facilitate timely payment from states to upstream utilities to avoid cash flow constraints and timely debt servicing. Fourth is incentive investments in R&D in renewables and storage space. Now coming to oil and gas sector. What exactly industry want is, first, bringing natural gas under the ambit of classical GST. Second, liberalize gas pricing by allowing the buyers to purchase the gas at higher than domestically capped prices. Third, accelerating ethanol and biogas sectors development through capacity creation. Next up is gems and jewelry. The industry has sought reduction in custom duty on gold to 4%, withdrawal of tax collection at source. Gems and Jewelry Export Promotion Council Chairman Colin Shah urged the government to reduce import duty on cut and polished precious and semi-precious gemstone to 2.5% from the current 7.5%. Now, last on our list is real estate sector. Here is a list of their demands. Real estate transactions, that is of immovable property or shares of property companies between non-related parties, to be exempt from deemed income provisions. The fall in the market value due to the pandemic is much more than the safe harbor currently provided under these provisions. Next is reduction in stamp duties in some states led to significant increase in demand. So, to enhance the demand further across the country, a long-term capital gains exemption could be provided on all the under-construction properties purchased during financial year 21-22. Now last is, in view of the enhanced focus on the digital economy, there will be a need for high-quality data centers. Tax incentive for developers undertaking data center projects would help in providing the initial boost to this niche asset class. Well, that's all we have for in this budget 2021-22 wish list of various sectors. For more updates on budget, keep following businessstandard.com.